Hey guys, welcome back to the School of Manifestation podcast. If you notice that there is no intro today, that's simply because I left my work laptop at the office and it obviously has like all of my files, my preset files. So I'm literally just uploading this podcast straight from my voice memos. So that's why I guess the settings are a little bit different today, but we are going to be talking about persisting versus resting. And this is a really, really, really important topic because, okay, a little bit of backstory. When I was in my master's year, so it was like 2019, pre, you know, coronavirus, all of that good stuff, I was like on the grind 24/7 when it came to manifestation. I used to be like a serial scripter and I would script every day. I'd wake up, set my alarm for 5 a.m. I would script and I would do like a long meditation. I would take like a million different supplements to help, you know, raise my vibration. I would down a green juice. I would go work out. And I like had this really strict routine. And so many of those things are so good to do. It's nothing against doing those things. However, my mental health was actually not doing really well during that time because I was never allowing myself the time to like switch off and rest. And I didn't even realize it at the time because I just thought, well, everything I'm doing is good for me. Everything is raising my vibration. Everything is, you know, rewiring my subconscious. Everything I'm doing is good. So like, there's no reason that I should feel bad or I should feel overwhelmed or I should feel exhausted. My 50 different supplements have got me covered. Like, why would I feel bad? And I kept kind of pushing the thought and the feeling that I was exhausted and overwhelmed to like the back of my mind. And I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And this was when I learned I have this kind of perfectionistic tendency. And it applies to how I approach manifestation as well, or let's talk in past tense because I don't do this anymore. But yeah, I was super intense with my manifestation routines. Everything had to be perfect. If I didn't get my meditation in, I felt like my whole day was ruined. I was also listening to some influencers at the time that were like, my whole day is ruined if I don't get my meditation in. And I was like, I totally fed into that and I was like, oh my God, so true. But that's not true. It's 100% for me. I'm just going to talk from my perspective. Not true. You are allowed to miss meditations. You are allowed to take rest. You are allowed to take a break. And it is mentally unhealthy to be striving for perfection with your manifestation goals, with like, if you want to like raise your vibration, like whatever you like to do that makes you feel on top form and makes you feel like you're manifesting your dream life, it's not good to be switched on 24/7 and never like cut yourself slack. And I think that's the thing that I really want to emphasize in today's episode, which is why we're going to be talking about persisting and resting. Because on my YouTube channel, I talk all the time about persisting. If you haven't checked out my YouTube videos, you definitely should because it's good over there. If I do say so myself, the content has been good. There's a lot of in-depth kind of information on there. Definitely better than TikTok, in my kind of personal opinion, slightly biased opinion, I'm sure. However, I do talk about persisting. However, it is so important to not strive for perfection. Okay, so I woke up this morning and what did I do? I opened my phone, I scrolled through TikTok, I watched some YouTube videos, I ate some toast in bed and had some tea. And none of those things were like, the old me, the 2019 me would have freaked out at that routine. She would have been like, what are you doing with that blue light on your phone? Why are you eating like toast in bed? That's disgusting. I would have so been like incredibly judgmental of myself. However, you know, I'm the one, this version of me now is living what I would consider to be like my 100% dream life, the dream life I was scripting when I had that really strict routine back in 2019, whatever, I'm the one living that dream life. And a lot of that is because I've released those like strict expectations and those strict rules and regulations I felt like I needed to adhere to at all times. And it was really a mind-blowing revelation to me when I realized this. I kind of started to let go of that perfectionistic behavior when the pandemic hit and I had to move back in with my parents. I didn't have to, I wanted to, because it was a scary time in the world and I was very fortunate to be able to move in with them. And I had to give up all of those perfectionistic routines because I was suddenly in a small space with my family and there was food shortages, so I couldn't eat any of the foods that I like wanted, and I had to give up all of those things. And that made me realize you don't need them to manifest. You don't need these strict routines. You don't need to do everything perfectly and imitate these, you know, high vibe YouTubers that seem to have everything about their lives together in order to manifest your dreams. A lot of those things are helpful to living a happy life when done in a balanced way, but none of them are necessary. And that's something that I really, really want to emphasize to you guys, because I would never want to come across like that. Like, I would never want to be, you know, have you guys under the impression that like I spend every single day scripting and I wake up and I like have this beautiful routine where I meditate and I read my oracle cards. Like, I like to do that as much as I possibly can, but I also just have realized that like a lot of the beauty in life and a lot of me living in alignment and feeling aligned with my desire is just living, is just enjoying myself, resting, relaxing, and just like being a normal human without the pressure to like drink a green juice because it's high vibe and like all of these things. And it's not to hate on like the idea of being high vibration or anything like that. I think it's a really beautiful idea. I just want to get the point across that it's important to have this balance and give yourself the like grace, I guess, to rest and do the things that like, you know, aren't necessarily correct or right or the best thing to do at every moment of the day. Like, it's 100% normal and okay for anybody. I mean, I'm not sure everyone will relate to this message, but for anybody that does, it's 100% okay to take the time to rest. You don't always have to be grinding towards your goals. And in fact, this is something that I've kind of realized as well, is that feminine energy, for all my girls listening and anybody else as well, like whatever you identify as, we all have masculine and feminine energy within us. And feminine energy is very much about flow, about resting when you need to rest. And when we truly embody this feminine energy, we get more creativity arise within us and manifestations begin to appear a lot more quickly when we're in feminine energy, because the feminine is all about, you know, like birth and, you know, bringing things into the world. So embodying feminine energy is about allowing yourself to take the time to rest when you need to. This perfectionistic attitude is a very masculine energy. It's very go, go, go. It's very drive. And feminine energy is flow. And so I've definitely been in a state of flow recently, almost to the point where I feel like I need a bit more masculine energy to balance me. But that being said, that's just a complete side note. It is so important to embody this within you and to just feel that you are relaxed and that you allow yourself to relax without feeling any voice within you that is criticizing you for your routine not being perfect. Again, I just want to say this for anybody that's new to my podcast or doesn't know, you don't need, you know, strict routines, strict rituals, strict methods to manifest. I post my manifestation methods because I'll do them from time to time and I find them really fun. I think they're cute. They're just a good time, right? And the purpose of them is it's kind of like a way of rewiring your subconscious mind, getting you to believe something, and therefore it manifests. But we don't need any of these methods and routines to manifest. We simply need to rewire our mind, our subconscious mind in particular, to believe as though we already have our desire. This is the law of assumption. You can also check out that episode if you don't know what that is. So yes, once we believe that we have something on a subconscious level, we will then manifest it. And so the need for these strict routines and like rituals and feeling like you're behind, you're actually just embodying the belief that you don't have your desire, right? You're coming from a place of lack if you are like feeling the need to be so perfectionistic because you're compensating. You're like, okay, I don't have my desire, and so I have to do all this extra work to get it. And no. That is not the energy, that is not the mindset that we want to come from. We want to come from a place of feeling fulfilled, feeling full, feeling as though our desire is already ours. And a lot of how I've been embodying this recently is just letting go of the reins, allowing myself to rest. And when I say recently, it's literally been like a full-on year. And I've spent this year, I've also worked with a therapist, I've spent this year getting rid of that critical perfectionistic voice in my head telling me that, you know, these routines need to be done, like I need to, you know, script, I need to have my desires, like I need to like control the situation, because ultimately I think, you know, it comes down to needing to control, needing to have my desire now. And you guys know that is not an attractive energy, that is not an attractive mindset, that is not an abundant mindset, and that is not going to get your desire to manifest quickly at all. So it is counterintuitive, right? Like you think the more work I do, because we're taught this in school, the more work I do, the quicker my desire is going to manifest. But that is simply not true. And I really want to get that point across. So when it comes to if you struggle with your mental health at all, if you have anxiety, if you ever get depression, anything that you are struggling with, allow yourself to rest without the criticism of feeling like you're not doing enough. And even if you don't struggle with these things at all, you don't struggle with anxiety, you don't struggle with depression or anything else, you still need to give yourself the space to rest and the kindness to rest and the kindness to not feel like your desire has to manifest now. And yeah, I think that's ultimately the message that I really want to get across in this episode. So where does persisting come in? Because how can you persist rest and find that balance? And this is what I've been trying to figure out recently, because I will never anymore force myself to do something I don't want to do. So you guys know I do a lot of mindset work. I wake up in the morning most mornings when I'm alone and my boyfriend's not staying here, or sometimes I'll go in the other room and I will play an affirmation tape and I will meditate and I will do these things to cultivate my mindset. I'll often journal. Sometimes I'll do an oracle card reading, a card pull, which I believe are a reflection of like the superconscious or subconscious, you know. Another side tangent. but anyway, I do these things to work on my mindset, but I am trying really hard not to ever force myself to do it if I don't feel like I want to. And if I ever get to a place where I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally am so overwhelmed, I do not want to do my affirmations, I cannot script today, it doesn't matter. As you guys know, it is great to manifest on a new moon and some full moons. However, on this most recent Scorpio new moon, I was honestly feeling drained, exhausted. I spent the whole day honestly crying. Like, I just had like a really intense day. A lot of things from my subconscious were like manifesting, and by that I mean difficult things. And I realized that it was kind of like a subconscious purge. Again, if you want to kind of know more about that, I can make a podcast episode on it, but I also have a YouTube vid. It's like my most recent one. And I realized that all of these things were kind of coming up from my subconscious, and I was being forced to look at certain things and do a lot of shadow work, and I was feeling really unhappy. And I was like, you know what? I'm resting today. I know that everybody's talking about manifestation rituals today, and like, I should probably post a TikTok video because I always tell you guys about the new moons, but I just allowed myself to just rest, and I was like, no, I am going to relax. I'm going to give myself this time, and I'm just going to hop back on my manifestations and persist when I feel ready. And I woke up today and I felt ready, and it was because I'd given myself that space. So never feel the pressure to do something. If you come at something from that kind of energy anyway, like you're coming at it from the space of like, I have to do this, it's never the right intention. It's never going to work out the way that you'd hoped. So what I recommend doing is giving yourself at least 2 to 3 days where you're not thinking about your manifestation. I mean, obviously, if it pops into your head, that's fine. I just mean, don't, you know, consciously do your affirmations or like any of the things that you do frequently to help you manifest, like your routines, whatever. Just give yourself a break, just chill. Like, there's nothing that you need to be doing. Nothing is pressing. And once you kind of take your foot off of the brakes, no, wait, once you put your foot on the brakes, it kind of also sends the message to the universe that, like, you know, you are comfortable with things manifesting, you know, you're comfortable with it. Like, you're like, okay, you know what? I believe I have my desire. It's going to come, whatever. I'm chilling. And so you kind of just put your foot on the brakes. You're like, it's fine. And that I've also found to be a very attractive state of being. It will help you to get your desire a lot quicker. So also remember that a lot of this goes back to self-concept. And, you know, the more that we feel like we have to work to achieve our desire, the more that will be true. Whatever we assume is true. So if you feel like if you, you know, take time off of actively manifesting, doing your affirmations, whatever, and it's going to be detrimental, then it will. But don't forget that you are the creator of your reality. You are in charge of your reality, and you make the rules. I don't make the rules. You make the rules. And so if you want to take as long as you need off and just know that that thing is going to manifest, that's kind of all you need to do. Like, affirmations and everything, they're super helpful. Scripting is super helpful. Techniques can be super helpful. All these things can be helpful. But like, if you don't have time for that, like if you work a lot or like whatever you're doing with your life, you have like a lot of school and you're busy, you can just rest and you can just know that that your desire is going to manifest and that everything's going to work out and like everything's working in your favor. You can just kind of say in your mind all the time, like, everything's working in my favor. Everything is working for my highest good. I'm on the optimal timeline right now. And I kind of, if I'm resting, I'll occasionally just say these things to myself in my head if I remember, or just kind of operate with the knowing that like things are just working out for me. Like, I'm just lucky. Things work out for me. And a lot of the reason that I can hold this belief is because I work on my self-concept and I did put in the legwork. But like I said, that doesn't mean that you can't take time off, and also you make the rules. So you decide what's right for you. You decide how you're going to manifest. We all manifest just a little bit differently, and we all have certain things that ring true for us more than others. And that's why there are loads of different manifestation teachers, manifestation coaches, because we're all a little bit different. We all manifest slightly differently. And like, something I say might resonate with you or not resonate with you, and something another teacher says, it's like the same thing. It might resonate with you, it might not. And that's why I ultimately created my podcast, because I couldn't really find somebody who I 100% resonated with. All that is besides the point. You can persist when you choose to, rest when you choose to. You are creating your reality. You are creating your manifestations, and you make the rules of how this all works out. But I do just want to emphasize that perfectionism is just a losing game. You don't need to be perfect to manifest. I mean, if you didn't already know that, you really, really don't. You really don't need to be perfect to manifest. And nobody's perfect. Just to re-emphasize that point, like, you can honestly rest, you can take time off, you can do whatever you need to do, and that doesn't mean that your manifestations will come slower or you're behind. It can sometimes feel like we're in, you know, a rat race or like whatever, where we see other people, especially because, like, and I'm guilty of this, I'll post things online, whatever, it can feel like, okay, well, she has her manifestations, why don't I? And if you're beginning to feel like that, it's really good to take some rest. Obviously, taking time off social media is good too. But if you're going to criticize yourself for looking at your phone, don't do that. Because I used to also, if I would like wake up and scroll through TikTok or whatever, I used to be like in my mind like, oh, why did you do that? Now the whole day is ruined. You ruined your routines, whatever. You're not like, you're supposed to be teaching this. Why can't you be perfect at it? No, 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 no. We do not want that vibe around here. We're nice to ourselves around here. The nicer you are to yourself, the more beautiful things you will manifest and the happier your life will be. I can promise you that. So I know this was a little bit of a rambly episode, kind of random and yeah, I don't even know, but I just felt inspired to record this morning, so I hope it helped you. As always, you can check out my YouTube and my TikTok if you haven't already, because I post there a lot more than I do my podcast. My podcast I love and it's so much fun, but I do not record as often as I maybe could, but I am a very busy girl, so that's why. But yes, thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all so much, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.